Bibles tonight to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomio, capítulo 8. Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Remembering God, a sermon entitled Remembering God, out of Deuteronomy chapter 8. How many here tonight, are wearing a wedding band or something that someone has given you? How many keep, a reminder on your phones? They are there, they are there to remind you of things that you are supposed to do. You know, yesterday I was there and it was 9:59 last night, p.m. My wife and I were there and then my phone, it rings. I said, "Who was that?" She says, "Oh, it was a reminder for you to go to sleep." See, we have all kinds of things, that remind you and I of things to come. These things are intended to remind you and I of something. A wedding band is there. Listen, can I tell you? Some people need a wedding band to remind them that they're married. Amen? Some men or women need to know, that when they see a wedding band, listen, you're off limits. Amen? Because there are some that truly, when they see that, many people don't care. But that is there to say, he or she is taken. A calendar is there. It is there to remind you, of things or, appointments that you need to keep. Here in our text, as you and I are about to read, God wants to remind, just like he wants to remind the Israelites of something also, he wants to remind you and I of something also. He wanted them to remember, that there was something that was of the most of importance throughout the Bible. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit, they want you and I, listen to me. They want you and I, to be able to remind us that we need to remember God. Deuteronomy chapter 8. We're going to start in verse 1. And the Word of God says, "Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe that you may live and multiply and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in his heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, So the Lord God chastens you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks and water, of fountains and springs that flow out of every valley and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built a beautiful house and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water to you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know he might humble you and that he might test you to do the good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and my might, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. Then it shall be, if by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day, that you shall surely perish as the nations which the Lord destroys before you. So you shall perish because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Remember God this evening. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. We glorify. We thank you for everything that you do. Help us to never forget all that you have done. You fed us, you've covered us, you guided us through all things. In Jesus' name we thank you. And all God's people said. See, in verse 1, it says obedience equals life and access to God's promise. Verse 2, it says don't forget what God has done in the past. He has led you. He has worked to form your character. Verse 3, He has let hard times come, with some intended purpose. He wanted to teach us that he is more important than everything else. Verse 4 and 5. Even in the times of testing, God still provides for us. Our obedience is more important than anything we can ever obtain. Or the stuff that we obtain. Verse 6, obey and honor God by your obedience. Verse 7 through 9, as you obey God, God has more things for you to come. Verse 10, when God comes through, what we need to do is we need to praise him. We need to thank him for taking care of you and I. Verse 11, be careful that you do not become complacent. How many know, the children of Israel, when they were there, God, amen, provided everything for them. And then they still complained and said, we don't have enough. See, when God, amen, blesses you, be careful that you and I do not become complacent. Verses 12 through 16. When everything is going well, do not forget what God has brought you through. Don't forget that he has taken care of you through the hard and difficult times. Even when you did not think you can make it through, God carried you through those times. Imagine this. Even when these hard and difficult moments of your life, God still will not allow you, to quit. He still, amen, came and comforted. That's what God is saying there through those verses, that he would not allow you, to quit. 17 and 18, he brought us through, he took care of us, and he provided for us. Verses 19 through 20, when you and I forget God, that's when it becomes a problem. Amen. When you and I, come to a place where we think, God, this is me, can I tell you, you and I are in a big problem. When we begin to forget, that's when it becomes the beginning of our downfall. See, firstly tonight, God is a providing God. How many would agree? He provides for you and I physically. He gives us water. He feeds us. He clothes us. And he keeps us well. Amen. I remember, there in 2016 or 2017, the waters there, around the lake that we were in, they began to, recede. The water was, about when they began to measure from the shore all the way to where the water had receded. They had measured about 200 meters. Can I tell you, that's a lot of water, to be able to be wasted. That was gone. But the very next year, it rained. And can I tell you, beloved, when it rained, it rained. And it rained so much that the water, went up, and it went up, and it went up, and the lakes, every single lake there in the area was overfilled. There were floods, listen to me. God's provision is always in time and on time. When we most thought that it was needed, God came through, and filled the reservoirs, that were needed to be able to supply, all the people's needs. That's God's provision physically for us. He provides for us materially. He blesses us with homes to live in. He blesses us with finances, with everything that we have. He provides the skills to earn a living. He provides jobs. And he keeps, the power, and he gives you and I the power and ability to be able to gain this wealth. You know, I've seen people that were not qualified, and they began to believe God. Can I tell you? And when, it came to it, when they went through it, they interviewed for the position. All they had was, God's backing, because surely they did not have the skills and abilities to do it. But with the backing of God, they were able to obtain the job. That's because God, is one is the one, amen, that blesses and gives and provides jobs and the power, amen, and ability to be able to gain wealth even when the abilities and our power is not there. He provides, amen, for us spiritually. He shows us, amen, what's in our heart. Imagine God. I'll use Joey. Joey, you're a good example, okay? You're just my example. I'm not pointing at you, okay? But God, amen, brings a MRI machine. And he shows Joey what's in Joey's heart. And he shows Joey what's going on. See, you and I cannot see what's going on in his life. You and I cannot, amen, be able to discern what's going on. But God does. And he brings forth and he shows them, just like he shows every single one of us, amen, what's in our hearts. He's brought us out of the bondage of sin. You know, no longer are we drug addicts. Amen. Can somebody say amen? No longer are you there, amen, shooting, amen, hallelujah, heroin down into your life. No longer, amen, the saddest thing I've seen since I've been here, a 16-year-old kid right here rolling up, amen, a dollar bill snorting cocaine just right outside of our church. I begin to witness to them. They're all locked up. They're all, amen. They're all just crazy in their, because that's their sin. But isn't it amazing that God has provided for you and I to get out of that lifestyle where you were once, amen, there, amen, the couch was your best resting place because that's where you passed out at. And no longer is that your best friend. Now you can have a real conversation with other people. You're not an addict anymore. No longer, amen, are you there, amen, fiending for those things. Listen, that's God's provision for you and I. He's brought us out of those lifestyles. I've seen prostitutes saved. I've seen homosexuals saved. I've seen, amen, listen, people that are saved that are no longer, amen, in bondage to those lifestyles. Because when God comes in, God provides for you and I. See, if we accept, amen, what Jesus has done for us, he promised you and I, amen, he promises you and I to forgive us. And not only to forgive us, but he promises that he is going to be with us to draw, amen, you and I onto himself. Can I tell you? It was not somebody's smart tactics that brought you into the kingdom of God. It was God that drew you onto himself. You know, we think if I just come in and I say the right words, if I come in and say the right things, then surely this person is going to get saved. You can tell this person, listen, you're going to go to hell. Oh, I better get saved. Amen. God, because God's, amen, comes in, he draws people to them, amen, and as he draws people unto himself, he gives them eternal life. See, all these things are things, amen, that God provides for you and I. So how many of you, amen, this evening have responded to the revisions of have responded to the provisions of God. See, tonight, amen, we can respond. Because God, amen, because you and I, amen, we can remember our Lord. We can learn to trust, amen, not only trust him, not only physically, but with our material needs also. In Matthew chapter 6, there, starting in verse 5, amen, it is considered the Sermon of the Mount. It goes from chapter 5 all the way through chapter 7. But Jesus there in chapter 6, he comes in and he says these things. He says, do not worry about what you are going to eat or drink, because my heavenly Father provides for you and I. How many would agree and say amen? See, our heavenly Father, amen, he is going to provide, amen, for what you are going to eat and drink. He will always take care of us. All we need to do is keep our eyes on him. Can I tell you, it's when our eyes focus on something else that we lose the sight of God, that we are in a lot of trouble. See, you and I tonight can trust God for all of our spiritual needs. Does anyone here tonight, amen, know the golden rule? Does anybody know the golden rule or what the golden rule is? What is it? Amen. But there's another one, amen, that says, amen, God helps those who help themselves. How many would think that that's a biblical, amen, perspective? Raise your hand if you think that's biblical. Don't raise your hand. Nobody raise your hand. See, God helps those who are totally dependent and put their trust in him. Can I tell you, the only thing I knew was to pick up a bottle and swig it. I would stop for about a week, a couple of days, and I would say, man, I'm not that same person again. But then my hands would automatically, amen, cupped. One day, I trusted in Jesus. 15 years of my life, amen, were wasted. One day, I trusted in the Lord, and I was set free, delivered. No longer in bondage, no longer a slave to my sin, amen. I was set free because I couldn't help myself. No matter how hard I tried, no matter what steps I took, amen, I could have taken, amen, the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, amen, I could have did that back and forth, amen, up and down, amen, I would have still been an alcoholic. But one step I took towards Jesus, and I was set free, delivered. Amen. No longer, amen, hallelujah, a slave, but I was set free, folks. See, I couldn't help myself. I tried. So when I trusted now in Jesus, can I tell you, it doesn't matter, amen, what step you're in whatever, amen, a thing you might be, amen, what plan. Listen, take a leap of faith onto Jesus, and he will help you. Take a step, amen, towards Christ, and he will help you. See, tonight, ask yourself if God provides for you. The answer is not, would God provide for you? It's, why wouldn't he? See, in the ancient Hebrew, the root word for bless is barak, B-A-R-A-K. It literally means to kneel. It involves lowering oneself, amen, out of respect and honor, amen, onto something else. See, blessing God, amen, means that we are going to lower our, amen, blessing God means that you and I are going to lower ourselves before the living God. See, you and I cannot forget the Lord. See, this evening, amen, many of us here, we can become full of pride. Can I tell you, that's easy. Pride is easy because that's already in us, each and every one of us. You can say you're Mr. and Mrs. Humbly, amen, Mr. and Mrs. Humble, amen, Humbleton, amen. You are Mr. and Mrs. Prideful, amen. See, we can become full of pride. In verse 14, amen, in one of the translations, it says, lifting our hearts, amen, our own hearts up. What this means is, amen, that we are promoting ourselves. See, pride, it comes from inside. And it stays. And can I tell you, once it gets in, it begins to make occupancy in you more and more. And it begins to eat you, amen, or eat up at you, amen, from the inside out. And ultimately, its purpose is, amen, to destroy your life. When we promote ourselves ahead of God, what we are is we are forgetting, amen, who got us to where we are at. Isn't that what Lucifer did? When Lucifer was there, amen, there in heaven, he said, he made this statement, I will be as the Most High. Wait a minute. You're an angel. But pride got in his heart. And he lifted himself up above the knowledge of God. See, that's what we do. Amen. We forget who got us to where we are at. We can become self-centered. Being self-centered is an extension of pride. You begin to say things like, through my strength, through my energy, through my abilities, those things got me all that I have. I did this, I did that, I fulfilled, I accomplished. We begin to think that we obtained everything because we are so smart and clever. Can I tell you? You better be careful. You better be careful of the things that, listen, you don't even got to speak it because God sees already your thoughts. Amen? See, we can become servants if we're not careful of what we possess. A little bit of money. We begin to make a little bit of money. Amen. We want more and more and more. Can I tell you, once you get money hungry, amen, no matter how much you make, it's still not enough. Amen. You know, I know a young man that makes, amen, more than I've ever made in my life. And as I was talking to him the other day, he said, I don't make enough money. Isn't that funny? You're making more than a lot of people, but you don't make enough. You know why? Because we want, amen, more possessions. We want more possessions. We want more, amen, and more and more. We're not happy and content with what we have. That's why we want more and we want more and we want more. We hate to work. Amen. but yet you're willing to go in, amen, and get all the overtime because of what you want. You're hungry. Working, amen, 80 plus extra hours a week. Can I tell you, that's why you hate your job. Amen. Because that's your life. That's where you live. That's where you breathe. That's where everything, amen. And when our dependency is truly, totally on that. You know, I remember a young man. They had to change the rules of where I worked simply because this young man came in and we were working 13, 14 hour, amen, days. He came in, he said, Barajas, he said, I need to work. I said, listen, man, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. He said, no, man, I need to work. Working 14 hour days, 7 days a week. He did that, amen, for about 3 or 4 months. He said, I need to catch up on things. Can I tell you what happened? He got so sick because his body didn't take a break that he was off for 2 months straight. So what was the purpose of working, amen, 14 hour days just to be off, to catch up, just to be off for 2 months and not get any income at all? But can I tell you, it doesn't make sense, does it? That's right. It doesn't make sense when we follow and we want more and more and more. See, we start serving and we start worshiping the blessing instead of the blesser. The need to have more now becomes the God that we bow down to. Remember, to bless meant to kneel down, meaning to lower ourselves, giving honor, glory, amen, there, amen. When we begin to now bless, amen, hallelujah, or bless the blessing, when we begin to serve the blessing and worship the blessing, now that becomes our God. See, God tonight does not share in any glory. How many know that? If you and I are not careful, the little bit that we have can be taken away in the blink of an eye. See, God's desire tonight is that he desires our praise and worship. And can I tell you, God be it for you. When God removes those obstacles that are there in your way, that are holding you back from honoring and giving him praise and glory. So God tonight has a challenge for us. How are you and I going to react in that? See, God wanted the Israelites to acknowledge that it was he who blessed them. Just like them, you and I tonight, amen, we have to understand that you and I do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. God has given us more than we can ever deserve or hope for. But nevertheless, we continually go against, amen, his statutes, his commandments, he says. And he makes things, amen, we begin to make things more important than him. Tonight, the challenge is, Can you and I return to realize that all we have is only possible because God is a gracious and loving God? See, accepting his ownership over all that we have. God owns it all. Can I tell you? God owns it all. You want to know something? Including you. Amen. Including you. Including us. Our money and our possessions. I know when I said that God owns you, I'm free. Amen. How many know it bothers people when you tell them that you are not your own? Yes, I am, Pastor. Okay. Continue thinking that. See, can you and I, amen, acknowledge that everything that you and I have, it's all his. It's all his. See, that alone, amen, should give you and I the reason to be able, to shout for joy because it takes the survival and provision from ourselves and it's put back, into its right place where God is our provider. Can you commit yourselves? Can you commit your future? Can you commit your lives? Can you commit your all? See, God has brought you and I this far. We need to know, that God will continue to bless you and I into the future. See, many people will say, Pastor, I'll commit myself tonight, but how about tomorrow? Amen. How about next week? How about next month? See, once you begin to commit yourself, you're not just going to say, it's just going to be my next day. It's going to be your life. It's going to be, our tomorrow. Amen. If you commit your tomorrow, amen, that'll be the tomorrow of every day until the end of your life. When God has you, he has everything, everything that you own, including you. See, maybe this evening, you surrendered your heart. You accepted Jesus. You gave the Lord entrance into your life. Now, can he have the rest of you? Amen. Because can I tell you, it's easy to say, Lord, I give you myself. But can he have the rest of you? See, maybe tonight you've been a taker. Can I tell you, we are takers. Can we tonight give God? Can we bring him anything tonight? Tonight, you can, make that transaction where no longer are we, going to take from God. But we tonight are going to begin to give God. That's why God says, you need to remember what I've done for you. Because easily we can forget. Listen to me. Easy. We can forget. And God says, God wrote a whole chapter here in Deuteronomy to be able to remind the children of Israel. And as you and I read the word of God today, for you and I, to read the same things, thousands of years later, to not forget God. to not forget God, because it is God that gives tonight. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. You're in this place. You're not saved. You're in this place. You're not right with the Lord. It would be our pleasure tonight to be able to pray with you and to pray for you. You're here in this place, and that's you. You're not right. Your heart, amen, is distant from the Lord. You backslidden. Would you give the Lord? See, you can surrender your heart. Now can you give him everything? That's you in this place. That's you in this place. Can you surrender? Lift up your hand tonight. Give it all to Jesus. Amen. Young people are lifting up their hands. How about you? Young people are lifting up their hands. Amen. How about you, adults? What are you holding back from God tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. If you lifted up your hand, won't you come? I want to pray with you. Come. Amen. Come. Sam, can you come and pray for them? Anton, come and pray for him. She's going to pray for you. See, God provides for you physically, spiritually. He provides for you in all things. Because God is a giver, folks. So now tonight, can we give God? He's given us everything. Everything that you and I own. Everything that you and I are is because of God. And because of God, you are able to get up in the morning. You are able to go to work. You are able to get the abilities and the wisdom to do your job. No, Pastor, it was because I had a trainer and that trainer trained me. God gave you the wisdom to be able to learn that job. We're not careful, we can get prideful and say, I did this. I achieved this. We can get self-centered. Can we tonight give God more than just our todays? Can we give him our tomorrows for the rest of our lives? The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Amen. Le podemos entregar a Dios nuestro futuro. Le podemos entregar a Dios nuestros mañanas. Le podemos entregar a Dios nuestras vidas desde hoy en adelante. Muchos nos hemos entregado a Dios. Y ahora les pregunto una cosa. ¿Le podemos dar a Dios todo y decirle, Señor, así como tú me has bendecido, Señor, yo te voy a bendecir? Just as God has blessed you, now what you are going to do is say, God, as you've blessed me, I'm going to bless you, God. I'm going to give unto you, God. God has given you. But we can become, listen to me, complacent. I don't have enough. Why can I not have what other people have? You better be careful what you ask for. Because all you see is, amen, the painted picture, but you don't see what's behind the picture itself. God truly is an amazing God. And that's what God wanted you and I to not forget. To not forget. Dios aquí hizo todo un capítulo para que nosotros nos acordemos de Él. Para acordarse de Él. De que no nos olvidemos de Dios. You know, God gave the manna. God gave the manna every day. You know, they got tired of manna. But they didn't have nothing else. God gave them the manna enough to be able to sustain. God, we don't want manna anymore. We want quail. We want meat. So God gave them quail. They wanted meat. God gave them quail. God, now we're thirsty. God gave them water. God, everything they wanted and asked God, God gave them, but yet it was never enough. Everything. It was never enough because they wanted more and more. God, we are not content with what we got. You know, they must have had huaraches. Amen. Because if you know what huaraches are, they are, the Mexican sandals that are like that thick, they are attire. I bought some in 2005, and they are still good. The tread on their shoes, never. God, we want some, whatever, some Air Jordans. God, I don't want huaraches no more. I want some Jordans. See, if we're not careful, we begin to worship what we possess instead of worshiping God. We better be careful, amen. Because we need to remember all that God has done for you and I. We got to remember. Because, can I tell you, we're one step from going back to where we were. And one decision from going back to who we were. So when you and I say, I don't have, you and I have more than we can ever hope or ask for. We just need to be able to thank God. Muchas veces pensamos que no tenemos lo suficiente, pero nos olvidamos de lo que Dios totalmente o verdaderamente nos ha proveído. Él les dio todo, pero nunca era suficiente. Y nosotros en esta noche nos tenemos que acordar de Dios, que es Él el que nos ha dado todo. Amén. Es Él. Por eso Él nos dice que nos tenemos que acordar de él. You were going to translate it in English, huh? See, tonight, we need to remember God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hugo, won't you close us in prayer?